As we look into our Bibles and we listen to sermonettes and sermons year in and year out, some scriptures become familiar, and we often speak regarding one especially, and that's in Romans 12, verses 1 through 2, about being a living sacrifice and that being our reasonable service. I'm not going to turn there, but that's one that we have memorized or should have by this time. And it's often used when talking about service in the local congregation. And it's a very valid application because service is being a sacrifice. It's taking your time, your life, sometimes your money to help someone else. And there is much to be done, even in this congregation. There is the sound and the audiovisual. There's setup and takedown as far as the chairs go. There's hospitality, or who's going to make your coffee and your drinks. There's also the library, which we have a number of volunteers for. Again, those that are serving you. There's Sabbath school. There's the bulletin and the calendar that come out weekly and monthly. There are social activities for the youth, just like today down in Tacoma. And there are personal applications such as sitting down and writing a card out to someone that is sick and infirm, or calling them, or praying for them, or visiting them. Sometimes it's hard to quantify an example of a living sacrifice. It's not that we can't say what it is, but can we point to someone that is or has been a living sacrifice? There are bigger applications other than just little duties too. Not that these aren't, that I already named, aren't important, but sometimes becoming a living sacrifice can come on us unexpectedly. Let's turn over to John 12, if you would please. John 12, verses 24 through 26. It says, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor." That's the ultimate of being a living sacrifice, of serving Christ, of giving our all for him. Like wheat, the opportunity may come by demand, or we may just slide into it, not realizing the impact our actions or our examples can make. How many of you have ever heard of Grace Nichols? How many of you have heard of Nichelle Nichols? Oh, I know one that has, yes, a couple of you. How many of you have heard of Lieutenant Uhura, the communication officer on the Starship Enterprise in Star Trek? That's the same person wrapped up in three names. Most of you didn't know her, but there is quite a bit about her life, and I wanted to share just a little bit of it with you. She was born as Grace Nichols. She sang with Duke Ellington and Lionel Hampton before turning to acting. Her most famous role, as we've just discussed, is Lieutenant Uhura on the USS Enterprise on Star Trek. She also became an executive producer of one of the programs. Nichols was born in Robbins, Illinois, near Chicago, to a factory worker who was both the town mayor of Robbins, Illinois, and its chief magistrate. She studied in Chicago as well as in New York and Los Angeles. Nichols toured the United States, Canada, and Europe as a singer with Duke Ellington and Lionel Hampton. On the West Coast, she appeared in The Roar of Grease Paint, The Smell of the Crowd, For My People, and garnered high praise for her performance in a play called Blues for Mr. Charlie. Prior to being cast as Lieutenant Uhura in Star Trek, Nichols was a guest actress on television producer Gene Roddenberry's first series, The Lieutenant. However, well, let me skip that for just a moment here. Though interesting, the main point about her life is becoming a living sacrifice in her own way. Let me continue with this article. However, it was in Star Trek that Nichols gained popularity by being one of the first black women to be featured in a major television series. During the first year of the series, Nichols was tempted to leave the show as she felt her role lacked significance. But a conversation with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. changed her mind. Dr. King personally encouraged her to stay on the show, telling her that he was a big fan of the series and told her she, quote, could not give up, end quote, since she was playing a vital role model for young black children and women across the country. It is often reported that Dr. King additionally added that, quote, once that door is opened by someone, and this is what I mean by sliding into becoming a living sacrifice, once that door is opened by someone, no one else can close it again, end quote. Accounts of this conversation vary. In Beyond Uhura, Nichols's biography, she said that they spoke at a civil rights rally. Former NASA astronaut Mae Jemison has cited Nichols's role as Lieutenant Uhura as her inspiration for wanting to become an astronaut. And Whoopi Goldberg has also spoken of Nichols's influence. Goldberg herself eventually landed a recurring role in Star Trek The Next Generation as Guinan, while Jemison appeared in an episode of the series. After the cancellation of Star Trek, which ran approximately 10 years and has had, of course, six movies, Nichols volunteered her time in a special project with NASA to recruit minority and female personnel for the space agency, which proved to be a success. Just to let you know, they recruited 1,600 women and 1,000 minorities, and all of which applied in 4 months, just because of her. They include Dr. Sally K. Ride, the first American female astronaut, and United States Air Force Colonel Gianna Bluford, the first African-American astronaut, as well as Dr. Judith Resnick and Dr. Ronald McNair, who both flew successful missions during the space shuttle program before their deaths in the space shuttle Challenger disaster. She gave up her plans to be a singer and a dancer. She became instead a role model, a living sacrifice, as we saw. Dr. Martin Luther King saw a greater role for her than just being a singer and just being a dancer. He saw more than that. Star Trek has been one of the most popular TV shows in history, and she influenced a nation, both women and minorities, to reach for the stars. She was planted like this grain of wheat as a singer and a dancer, giving that up, but became an inspiration. In our daily lives, whether they're mundane or whether they're dynamic, we cannot always know how we influence others. Let's look at one of the things that Christ said back in Mark 13, if you would please. Mark 13. We'll look at verses 8 and 10. This is part of the prophecy of the end time. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be earthquakes in various places, and there will be famines and troubles. These are all the beginning of sorrows. But watch out for yourselves, for they will deliver you up to councils, and you will be beaten in the synagogues. You will be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony to them. And the gospel must first be preached to all the nations. Sometimes we slide in to being a role model. Sometimes we slide in to being a living sacrifice. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 5 that we're a new creature. We're not who we were. She became somebody other than what she was. Like Nichelle Nichols, we die to ourselves when we go under that water. We die in our own plans so that we can pursue something far more important, which is the cause of Christ. We find our God-given destiny, which we all have, or at least I hope that we all have. So far, Nichelle Nichols has 25 credits to her performing arts resume. Daily, we have our opportunity to be a living sacrifice, whether it's at work, being an example for others, whether it's at school, or whether it's just in our neighborhood. Maybe our neighbor's sick and they could use some help. Maybe it is one of our members here who is sick and needs someone to sit with them. Let me just close with a thought from Paul. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain.